Jeremiah 28. It happened the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, in the fourth year in the fifth month, that Hananiah the prophet, the false prophet, spoke to me in the house of Yahweh, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Now we learned from the last chapter that Jeremiah was going around wearing this yoke, and he was saying, I am going to surrender to Babylon, and I suggest that you all do. If you accept that we've sinned and we deserve this, then we will be saved. If you accept your sinfulness and that you deserve condemnation, you will be saved. If you're arrogant and insist that I did nothing wrong in my life, like the Jews at this time, then you will suffer. So the false prophet Hananiah says, in the name of Yahweh, falsely, within 2 full years will I bring again into this place all the vessels of Yahweh's house that Nebuchadnezzar has taken and carried to Babylon. I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah, says Yahweh. I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet, the true prophet, Jeremiah, said to the false prophet Hananiah, in the presence of everybody, Amen, Yahweh do so. Yahweh perform your words which you've prophesied to bring again the vessels of Yahweh's house. But hear now this word that I speak. Well, of course, Jeremiah has just said in chapter 27 that, yes, the vessels will come back, but when the people repent. So he says, hear now this word. The prophets who have been before me and before you of old have prophesied against many countries, against great kingdoms, about war, evil, and plague. The prophet who prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet shall happen, then shall the prophet be known that Yahweh has truly sent him. Hananiah took the bar from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, Thus says Yahweh, although he's lying. Even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar within 2 full years from off the neck of all the nations. The prophet Jeremiah went his way. There are times when it's better not to argue back and to just walk away, and that's what he does. Then the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, after Hananiah had broken the yoke from off his neck, saying, Go and tell Hananiah, You have broken the bars of wood, but you've made in their place bars of iron, for thus says the Lord, I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations, that they will serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to Hananiah, Listen, Hananiah, Yahweh has not sent you, but you make this people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, I will send you away from off the surface of the land. This year you will die, because you have spoken rebellion against Yahweh. So Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. It's very hard to tell people, look, you're wrong. And we know from chapter 1 that Jeremiah didn't like doing this kind of thing, and he said to the Lord, I don't want to be like this, sort of, I'm not this kind of guy involved in controversy and stuff. And God strengthened him in his mind so that he could do this kind of thing. And God will strengthen us as well, so that in humility we also can stand up for his truth against that which is clearly untrue.